This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, it's a Wednesday, and that means we're going to talk to RR. It's our, Lon. It's our guy. How many of us do that? Do you do that, Andy Kurtz?
I do. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, but that is my biggest pet peeve to myself. I'm like, Lon, it's our, not our, but I do it all the time. Anyway, Premier Sound and Design, you are getting things done over there. I told you off the air real quick. We visited for about a minute, and I said, I don't know that we always talk about how you can... You have great TVs, Sony TVs for the average person who wants to come in for their house, their patio, outside. You've got TVs that people can put outside if you want to put a little pool area or whatever. We talk about Sonos. We talk about your cell phones. But I said, we don't talk enough about what you can do for businesses. And I hope that we have a lot of businesses that listen to our show. What is something that, I mean, you guys can go in and outfit a business, I would assume, not just TVs, you can do a lot of different things.
You're exactly right, buddy. It's really fortunate that, you know, again, local, been here a long, long time.
Yes.
On everything we sell, we take care of a ton, Lon, literally just dozens of local businesses that have supported us over the years.
Awesome.
And they keep coming back. And just to throw a couple of names out there, you know, props and thank yous to like Billy Baruz.
Right.
I'm sure everybody's had a drink or two in there at one time in their lives, right? Every TV in that place we have done over the years.
Sweet.
Jupiter's we have done over the years.
That's a lot of TVs.
that's a lot of TVs. And Aspen Tap, you know, which was the old Scotty's.
Yes.
All the great places to eat and drink. Aspen Tap has 60 TVs that we did over there.
Jeez.
So, and we did a conference room inside Aspen Tap. So, the point is, we'll do your conference rooms, your meeting rooms, do a ton of that for Christie Clinic, too. So
Sweet.
We're really fortunate to have local businesses support us in just one television or multiple televisions, including the university. We do some stuff for the university where we'll do conference rooms and
nice.
Projectors and giant screens for them. And it's really fortunate that we could take care of them, service, sell it, set it up, deliver it, and I still have to match, of course, everybody's price in town, which is very important, and obviously everybody's price conscious these days, right, on
sure.
everything they do.
No doubt.
Especially on Sony TVs, which we think is some of the best television out there. We do sell Samsung and some other brands, but when you could put dozens and dozens and dozens of Sony TVs in restaurants and bars and conference rooms and the university... And they work for years and years and years. It's kind of hard to sell other things, if you know what I mean.
I've always laughed like people like Sony that do something so well. I'm like, you're just hurting yourself because I'm buying a TV that I'm going to have forever. It doesn't go bad.
That's exactly right. And you look at when we talk about Billy Baruz, even though some of those TVs are in there, are from and Jupiter's too at the crossing there.
Yeah.
They're from day one.
Wow.
That we literally put those in there. And they still, I promise you, if you go in there, they look fantastic, and they're all Sony because they last so long. They do, and they look good, and they're just so reliable. And we have to match and beat everybody's price up the street and online and all that stuff.
Right.
So we're taking care of everybody in town, conference room-wise, meeting room-wise, so we could do it for residential and commercial.
Yeah, last thing I want to talk about, those TVs. Now, Andy, I won't disclose our age.
Our
age, but we were some of those that grew up with like three channels on a TV, and I'm going to tell you, the TVs weighed about 558 pounds, so if you put one down in the den, you weren't taking it out. Now you get these TVs that are just incredible. How do we just continue to get better and better? When does it end?
Even I've been in an industry, 34 years now.
Wow.
I've been in this industry, and I was so thankful that large TV you're talking about, when they used to make 40-inch tubes that weighed literally 340 pounds. And I'm not kidding you, and I've had to pull those out of basements.
Ugh.
But those days are coming to an end. You know, everybody's replaced them now with flat screens, so that's a good thing. But TVs continue to get bigger,
yep,
better quality, and lighter. You know, so for install, it's not quite as difficult as it takes, you know, five guys to move one TV around. But it's fortunate that I've been in this business long enough where now I can hang a TV and turn it on, and then 20 minutes, a half an hour, it's working perfectly. You know what I mean? Instead of 2 hours delivering and figuring out how to dolly a TV down to the basement.
It's awesome. Andy can literally help you with almost anything. You go in and ask, and if he can't, then he'll show you where to go.
You got
it. It is a local business that has done so well and helped so many in this area, not just Champaign-Urbana. I mean, Andy is willing to go wherever you need it around here. If you're listening to our show, you know, unless you're maybe in Pennsylvania or something, but listen, give Andy a shot at Premier Sound and Design. Where do we find you? What's the phone number, my friend?
Sure, buddy. You could call us at 217-355-5300, or you could come see us at the corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
You're the man. Hey, we'll do it again next week, buddy. Thanks, Andy.
Hey, bud.
All right, that is Andy from Premier Sound. Good stuff. Give him a chance. I mean, if you're in the area looking for TVs, Sonos, anything, go in there and check it out and get a chance to meet Andy, and they can help you out. All right, let's get rolling.
And here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, no Valise. I think he's going to be here. Well, he better be here tomorrow because I'm not. I don't care how many drifts I have to get through to get to O'Hare. I'm doing it. Actually, the roads will be fine.
Did you hear Chris Collins say it took them 7 hours?
What?
Their bus ride down to Champaign took 7 hours to get here.
I am going to leave extra early because I do not want to roll with me here. I do not want to not leave the state of Illinois right now. And it's nothing. Well, no, it is. I got to get out of this weather.
You should.
And it's not the reason I'm going. I'm going to celebrate my son's 21st birthday. I'm going to come limping back.
Man, that's awesome.
Oh, this is going to be devastating, Derek.
Devastating? You mean epic.
Ooh, I had a buddy of mine today.
You've been training for?
A buddy, right? Buddy of mine today who knew my dad very well. And I said, yeah, I'm going out to see Lucas. He just turned 21. He's like, that's crazy. I can't believe that. I said, it's going to be scary. And he's like, listen, Neil Tay stepped up when it mattered. You're going to be fine. And I'm like, you know what? I think you're right. Let's go. Let's get this done. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see him, number one. I haven't been in Arizona. I haven't been out to see him since, I think, November of 2019. So I'm excited to get out there.
Oh. As sloppy as it might get, just make sure you close like Io, and that's all that matters.
Boom. Especially a beer dye. Saturday is beer dye.
You
got to
teach me that.
Yeah, I really don't fully comprehend. I know that Lucas,
but you're good.
He got hurt playing it. I'm like, now wait a minute, I'm 50, overweight, drink, and I don't know that I need to be doing this, but think about it, that starts like at 11 a.m Saturday, and it'll be 3:30 their time, right? No, it's the other way. It'll be 1:30.
We're talking about Minnesota.
Yeah, is that 2:30?
Yep.
So it'll be 1:30 Arizona. We'll have to pause beer dye activity to check in to Illinois, Minnesota, and as soon as it's done, then I'm going to make my run for Player of the Year. Parent Beer Dye Player of the Year. That's my goal this year out in Arizona State. That's going to be fun. All right, Io, National Player of the Year. You said the ink is dry on the All-American. National Player of the Year. Has Illinois ever had that?
put me on the spot.
I'm putting myself, too, on the spot. I don't think they
have.
Not
familiar with that, no.
I don't think they have. That would be an incredible honor. And I think that it's something that, like you said, Scott Van Pelt led his show last night with a picture of Io and a graphic that said National Player of the Year with a question mark.
I know.
That's an amazing thing. You guys asked Io about that. And listen, there's plenty of basketball. There's plenty of other goals that he would rather have, like a national title, than a National Player of the Year. But you asked him after the game last night about that.
I mean, I don't really pay attention to it. I try to focus on, you know, day in and day out. That's what, you know, my dad always instilled in me. My grandparents, just focus on today. I can't control tomorrow. I can't control anything no one says on Twitter. I only can control, you know, my play and what I can do for my teammates to help us win national championships. So I just want to keep winning, you know, each and every day. I come out here, my main goal is to get a win for my teammates and play for my teammates. And, you know, any accolades that come with it, of course, I'll be honored to take it. But, you know, at this point of the season, it's time to really focus in on, you know, my teammates and, you know, helping my teammates, you know, be better and try to win a Big Ten championship and national championship. And then, you know, we win, we take care of that. You know, all the other accolades take care of itself.
There you go. So Io is he's not – and that's – listen, that's what I would expect him to say. But, Derek, I truly believe him. I don't think that that's probably number one in his mind right now.
It's not. He wants to get the trophy, the team trophies, as far as the Big Ten title, the national title. And the thing that you like about Io – not only, I mean, the work ethic, but the fact is there's always been a lot of conversation around him about when you're a five-star caliber guy and you're playing EYBL and it's the fifth-ranked point guard against the third-ranked point guard and it's like, who's better and all that. And
right.
There's that built around you or you're in Chicago and mm-hmm. who's the top player in the state. He's been through that throughout his career. Now, it's different when you're in college basketball and Scott Van Pelt's leading his show off with you.
It's pretty impressive.
But I trust Io to still be Io
and
still to have the composure like he has late in those games. But it's been a real talking point. National pundits across the country are really buying into this being a question mark where Luka for throughout the offseason, most of this season was just foregone conclusion. Luka's coming back, going to be National Player of the Year. You look at the stats, Garza is averaging about 24.5 points, 8.5 rebounds per game. Iowa is what, fourth or fifth in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
And then
have slid recently.
I know Illini fans are pointing the fact Garza didn't play very well at all against Michigan State, only had 8 points. It's a 30-point win for Iowa, so maybe you're not worrying too much about that.
Uh-huh.
And his stats are still incredibly strong. Io over 21 points a game, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, a better defender. And having these closing moments and having his team in the Big Ten title conversation, I still think that Illinois probably needs to win the Big Ten to ultimately get that award. It's funny, though, if Io has his night last night, and let's even take away a couple of the turnovers.
Okay.
And Northwestern, you blow them out, you beat them by 18. Say that stays the same. No one bats an eye at what Io did. It's almost like maybe even a slight step back. It gets to the point of, Is he purposely getting, not him, but is he waiting for the upset alert?
I see where you're going here.
It's like, tune in to Big Ten Network. Illinois might go down. Oh, you guys are here now. Okay, bang, bang. Here, feast your eyes.
In his ear, he hears this, da-na-na, da-na-na. Oh, hey, we got an upset brewing in Champaign. Not anymore. Here comes Io. I like where you're going there. I love that. Somebody did say, D. Brown was National Player of the Year in 2005 by at least one of the major syndications.
I know, Sporting News.
Okay, Sporting News. So thank you for that, 217. Certainly, D. Brown was a guy that was incredible here at Illinois, for sure. Ryan and Monticello, do you guys have their stats in Big Ten play? Here's what we'll do. I'll let Derek look that up. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to focus on baseball for a little bit. Think warm thoughts. Chad Gordon, he and Ryan Lieber are part of a podcast. It's a Cubs podcast, and it's called Friendly Confines. You got to check it out, especially if you're a Cubs fan. When we come back, we will talk some baseball with Chad. Talk some Cubs baseball with Chad. It is The Drive. Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. For three generations, Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath have been serving Central Illinois. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box stores in price, quality, and service. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for the new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Mattis in Champaign or visit them online at lutherfalls.com.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
Long's Garage is the longest-running auto repair shop in Champaign-Urbana, and for good reason. Whether you're looking for new tires from any major brand or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, come to Long's Garage for honest service from ASC-certified technicians. They can help you with tire balancing, tire inspection, tire mounting, tire rotation, and so much more. All your tire needs will be fulfilled by the technicians at Long's, which is a Napa Auto Care facility, meaning you're in the best hands. Visit them today at 503 East Main Street in Urbana for tire service you can trust, 367-3942.
Butch here with ServPro. Getting back to business means giving customers the confidence to walk through your doors. At ServPro of Champaign-Urbana, we're doing just that with certified ServPro Clean. Our proactive cleaning programs help reduce the spread of viral pathogens, adheres to CDC standards, and uses EPA-approved disinfectants. For a free quote, call ServPro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. The company you've trusted for 30 years with fire and water cleanup can help you with COVID concerns. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Go to ServProofChampaignUrbana.com. Come for more information.
Stop. Oh, yeah. I'm cool like that, Derek. I got game. No, I don't. I have zero game. All right, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Latte, Derek Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. If you would like to weigh in, 359-2255. In today's now, we got to dial 217, I think. Or that's coming up. 217-359-2255. We'll get back to some basketball talk as we go along. And Ryan on the text line wanted to know stats Big Ten play of Luka Garza and D. Oh, my. I've got D on my mind. And Io. So Derek, I think, has that. He was working on that at the break. I was chatting with my buddy, Chad Gordon. What is up, my friend?
Hey, Lon, how you doing?
Happy
hump day.
Yeah, and you're in California?
I am. If you look on the map, I'm in the only part other than Florida that looks like not an ice cube right now. Yeah.
Because as your mom could attest, it is not pretty around here, my friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My place up in Chicago, they registered 17 and a half inches right there in Lakeview. So I don't miss that right now. I'm looking at green. Lots of green.
Yeah. Good for you, man. I mean, I would gladly take a mow right now over this. All right. Friendly Confines podcast. You and Ryan Lieber do a wonderful job with this podcast. Chad, you guys, and before we end this, we got to talk about your Cubs tickets that you're locking into this year. That's an incredible thing as well. But you guys on this Friendly Confines podcast continue to amaze me with everyone you're bringing in. You just had Michael Wilbon on, national guy. And then for the Super Bowl, you had a former coach. I mean, you just tell me some of the guests you're getting on this thing. It's amazing to me.
It's great. And just, for, I mean, first off, I'm from Villa Grove. I'm a Grover, right?
Exactly.
And in that town, you're a Cubs or a Cardinal fan.
Yep.
Cardinal fans aren't going to probably want to listen to this podcast unless you want to hear from some of these guys. I mean, we've had in the last year, Andre Dawson, Joe Buck, Carl Ravage from ESPN, Lynn Casper, you know, now the White Sox guy, but before the Cubs guy, Pat Hughes, the radio voice.
Yes.
Mike Greenberg. Right when Greeny, you know, started his new show in syndication, we had Sarah Spain, you know, Salukis, you and I, Mark Silverman, who's
nice.
Just a big deal up in Chicago in afternoon, Ryan Dempster. But yeah, we just had Marv Levy a couple weeks ago, Wayne Mesmer, and then the last 2 weeks, Michael Wilbon from ESPN PTI. It's just fun. You know, when we set out to do this, I'm just kind of like you, right? You have this opportunity to talk to really cool people, and it's crazy the amount of grace and the excitement that they want to talk to and expand their audience as well.
It's amazing. We just yesterday talked to the crew chief on the Daytona 500 winning team, Michael McDowell's team. We talked to the crew chief, who happens to be from Mount Zion, Illinois, and he's a Central Illinois guy. And I was shaking my head on the way home, and I just thought to myself, I wish I would have penned and papered years ago everybody I've talked to in this business, because it is truly amazing who you've talked to. Now, Chad, I mean, people are going to ask me, how do you do that? How do you lock down Joe Buck? How do you lock down Marv Levy? I mean, how do you do this?
It's interesting. It's interesting because it depends, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Joe, we figured out, kind of reverse engineered his email address. Send him an email. Let him know what we're doing and who our audience is. And we're very clear on what we're doing. Joe responded before we woke up the next morning.
Wow.
With Marv Levy. Marv, it's a great story. Really welcome me to go back a couple weeks and listen to that. I mean, Marv came back from fighting World War II, went and attended. He's from Chicago, and he went and attended Game 7 of the 1945 World Series.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, came back and attended 2016. He's penned a Cubs children book called Go Cubs Go a couple years ago. We reached out to him. He got right back to us. And so it really depends. Some of these are connections in the industry. Andre Dawson, we just reached out, and he came back to us. You know, you talked about the Daytona 500. Chris Myers hosts the studio show for Fox Sports
sure.
for the Daytona 500. He's now going to be, whenever Boog Scambini is not doing the TV, when he's doing national games, Chris Myers is going to be one of the guys doing that the play-by-play. We've had him on. I got that through a personal connection out in L.A., and we email
awesome.
And text back and forth. So it's the thing that's really cool that's so nerdy. The numbers and names that I have, because I do all the recordings off my phone through like a Zoom setup, the people I have on my call, like Rick Sutcliffe, we're just waiting to get him lined up when the season starts. I've got all these guys' phone numbers. It's really, really cool, and I got to be careful. Like, if I joined you out in Arizona this weekend, I would need to keep the phone away because I don't want to do any drug tests.
Yeah, you and I would be like, hey, let's order another one and let's get Buck on the phone.
Let's get Buck on the phone.
That is awesome, Chad.
That's great.
All right, well, shut up. It's time to talk Cubs, my friend.
Chad, happy to have you on because Lon and I take some ribbings from Cubs fans on the text line. Maybe talking a little too much birds here and there. But so let's get to it. The Cubbies, their fan base maybe not riding as high as Cardinals fans emotionally after the Arenado, but you get – Jake Arrieta, I want to ask you about that and maybe just the offseason overall, but let's focus in on Jake coming back to Wrigley and coming back to Chicago. What are your expectations? The guy that's fallen off here recently, any hope that he maybe regains his form, not the what you maybe ended in Chicago, but what are you expecting out of a guy like that?
Yeah, that's great, Derek. I'll share with you. I can talk Cardinals too. And I'll tell you, my partner, Ryan, he's already signed, sealed, and delivered the division to St. Louis. He thinks it's a done deal. He thinks the Arenado trade just put the Redbirds over the top. It was a bold move, and it definitely changes the makeup. I wouldn't really say bringing on, you know, Arrieta is a kind of a piece-for-piece chess move, but what it does do is it provides something in that clubhouse and something from a work ethic perspective that he's going to bring to the pitching staff. I don't know if he's the three starter. Ryan wasn't sure if he's a two or three. I got him slotted in at around the three. His numbers in Philadelphia has not been great, but we know with pitchers, especially, you know, a change of scenery can be valuable. I mean, I think what we're kind of getting here is a John Lester type, but a few years younger than John. And we did see a drop-off in Leicester's numbers in the last couple of years. So we could have gotten Leicester for less. We're paying a little bit more, maybe $1 million more for Jake. But, I mean, there's no chance. You said you'd get any fire from what we had in the past, but you look at that span from the summer of 15 to the summer of 16. You know, Jake went something like 29-1. The only time he started a game and the Cubs lost was when Cole Hamels threw a no-hitter against the Cubs. You know, he had a sub-2 ERA. He won two no-hitters, won a Cy Young in there. And so we're never going to get that. That'll never happen again. That might be one of the greatest calendar year exploits by a pitcher in baseball history. But he brings back a lot for fan excitement, and I think that's necessary because the Cubs largely have their defense in play intact. They have their offense intact. The question is, will the offense show up? Because I think up and down that lineup is a bunch of guys, a lot of guys in contract years that are out to prove something. So I think there's a chance the Cubs can score a ton of runs this year. The pitching is a question mark with Hendricks as a clear ace.
Getting a lot of pop with Jock Peterson coming to that outfield from the left side can probably do some similar things that you saw Kyle Schwarber do, as far as maybe not a high average guy, but can definitely put the ball in the stands. Trevor Williams, in addition to the pitching
like
staff,
that.
Jake Marisnik. What do you think about some of those guys?
Well, I mean, you look at Jock, and I think for me it made a lot of sense. I felt like, first off, Kyle did something for the Cubs. It'll probably never be redone in any time in baseball history in what he did in 2016, you know, two games into the season, going away and coming back and hitting 430 or whatever in the World Series. And he'll always be a legend for that, especially what he did to your Cardinals in the 2015 Division Series.
I
that ball's still up there on the screen. I was there in attendance on that one, and that is one of the greatest things ever. When Kyle got benched last year, and there were a couple moments where he might have dogged it a little bit, I thought that might have actually, I'm not surprised when they made that move. I think a Jock for Kyle situation is just, you're getting the same guy largely for a couple $1 million less. And I think you're giving both guys an opportunity, you know, Kyle a chance to shine in a new setting in Washington, Japan, and you're giving on a strong team, and then you're giving Jock Peterson a chance to be more of a face. You know, he's kind of lost in that lineup in more of a role where he's not going to see every day. You know, he's not going to go against the lefties. And so I think he's more of a platoon guy, but he has a chance to play every day and probably put up similar numbers with a little bit better defense. You know, from a pitching perspective, it's interesting. You know, I don't know who's going to be who the fifth guy is going to be. Trevor Williams, I think, has a great opportunity to be that guy. But then you've got Braylon, you've got Ebert, you know, guys that are in the waiting in the wings. Are they going to have a chance to do that? But I think the investment in Trevor for a couple $1 million, you know, that has a really good chance for him again to just new surroundings, new scenery, and come in and see if the Cubs can, don't forget when Dick Arrieta came on board in 2014, he was the throw-in in that trade.
It's incredible.
That when the Cubs were dumping folks, and he ended up turning into something special. I'm not saying the Cubs have a track record of developing pitching, but Trevor hopefully can find a way that he can stick and really make an impact.
I just told Derek while you were talking there, I shut the mics off real quick, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure Trevor Williams has always pitched really well against St. Louis, so that's not good. But maybe this year we'll be seeing a couple of he'll be looking over his shoulders. Paul and Nolan go yard back-to-back against him. We can only hope. Chad Gordon is our guest. It is a wonderful podcast called Friendly Confines Podcast. Follow Chad on Twitter. He makes it simple. It's at the Chad Gordon. And I know on your Twitter you always post the podcast that you do. So it's an easy follow. Yeah. And again, if you're a Cubs fan, for sure. Friendly Confines Podcast. All right, I'm asking this with all sincerity. If the Cubs are, and I don't think the Cubs are bad at all. In fact, they still scare me. But if you're serious about being good, why do you get rid of Yu Darvish? Explain that one to me. It seems like it would be like the Cardinals in the middle of winning, you know, a lot of games, all of a sudden saying, "Waino, it was great to have you. We're getting rid of you." I don't understand it, Chad.
Yeah, and we addressed this. I addressed it because I think it gets more and more clear if you trust the process or you trust the front office. And Jed right now, you know, taking over for Theo, you know, he wouldn't want to take over and gut this team and have this team and this franchise suffer for a few years. This is a team that's committed to winning, and they've got a ton of tough decisions to make after this upcoming season. So many guys are coming up on contract years. The Yu Darvish one is a bit of a head scratcher. If you assume that Yu Darvish is going to come in, and let's be honest, if Yu Darvish had not had just a slightly rough two starts, he would have won the Cy Young. He was in the driver's seat over Bauer. I mean, it was really that close, but Bauer came in and just snatched it. If they believe that Yu Darvish is at the peak, and that's what they're going to get, and maybe there's a drop-off, maybe sure. They know, and going with the Zach Davies and then getting in four or five really good athletes, which is largely all we know about these prospects for the Padres. I mean, how can you know anything about 16, 17, and 18-year-olds that haven't played any professional ball at a high level? I think they looked at the cupboards and said, it's pretty empty, and what can we get for it? And they also wanted to shed a lot of payroll, which is, for me, pretty disgusting as a Cubs fan, as a season ticket holder.
Sure.
You know, I want a competitive team. The Ricketts are worth gazillions of dollars. They should be putting out as much money as possible, like the Yankees and the Dodgers, and figuring it out. But I think they put themselves in a really tough situation financially, and they've decided, okay, we need to restock the cabinets. Zach Davies is going to be not Yu Darvish, but he's going to be serviceable and eat up some innings. But
that's fair.
Yeah, if Yu Darvish goes on to absolutely overwhelm in the San Diego Padres uniform, and that team is amazingly stacked, then it's going to look rough, because we won't know how the Cubs fared in this trade for a few more years. None of these guys
True.
Are largely shortstops, which are your best athletes. None of these guys are on a fast train to the big leagues. And so it's gonna be Yu Darvish versus Zach Davies as the comparison this year. And it is. It's bewildering. It was a surprise. But the minors are a little bit more restocked. And I guess that's not very exciting for many people. It's not for me, but I just try to justify with my stupidly optimistic Cubs brain.
No, and you know, it's what you just said makes sense to me, Chad, because I know, like, Cubs fans don't want to hear this, but the Cardinals have been a model of consistency when it comes to a winning organization,
so
right? I mean, even they never finish dead last. They still win, and they're always just there. And so when you look at the Cubs and what they had to do to get there, and it worked, and you won a World Series, and you'd never trade that in your life. I know you went to games, but yet this is almost maybe a move of saying, okay, we're going to sustain now being there, and maybe that's what makes sense to me now that you said that. Maybe it's one of those where it's like, okay, even though we're still in this process of, we feel like a window that we could win another World Series, we want to make it to where we can stay in an area where, you know, a player or two could make the difference of getting to the World Series and winning it again. So that does make sense. If I make any sense, I hear myself and I wonder what I'm saying.
Yeah. And you look at the run since 15. I mean, this is a team that's made the playoffs every single year since 15, where, again, they unseeded the Cardinals in the division series. Just need to mention that again, except for 2019, where they had this monumental collapse over the last couple of weeks. I mean, they should have made the playoffs every time.
Sure, sure.
Now, would every Cub fan want that prior to 2015? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I first became a Cub season ticket holder, they lost. It was a franchise record for loss in two straight seasons. So there's a lot of suffering there. I'll take this playoff ball. I'll take 580 ball. I'll take winning divisions and making wild cards.
Good call.
The issue is the hunger there. That's how I see it, because Jake Arrieta is the last guy to win a playoff game for the Cubs, and that was way back in 2017. So something has to change culturally for this team to, if they're going to continue to win, which I think this team has the ability to win a division, make a, win 86 games minimum and make the wild card. They have that ability to do it. The question is, do they have the fire to actually win more? And you're right. As a Cubs fan, I look at the Cardinals and go, God, it's the next man up always. They've got this core. They understand how to do things with the payroll, and they seem to have this ability to just develop these guys that look like cookie cutter, the same guys. So I'm in awe of it, and I'd like to see where the Cubs can do better in player development. I think they've struggled there.
Chad Gordon is our guest, Friendly Confines podcast. Follow him on Twitter at @TheChadGordon. We spent a lot of time focusing in on Javi Baez's struggles last year for him to hit .203. Just very frustrating what you see out of him at the plate. Also, Chris Bryant, his regression, the injuries that have played into that. Curious your thoughts on Anthony Rizzo, another guy that you mentioned in a contract year. The pop wasn't quite as there last year to hit .222 for a guy that really can take it the other way, someone that really expects his ability at the plate that kind of makes you scratch your head. Where are you kind of at with him as someone's going to turn 32 this year, have a contract waiting for him? What are your expectations and kind of how you see his future with the Cubs?
You know, I'm not alone in this. I don't think there's a Cubs fan out there that would, you know, that wouldn't say out of all the guys we want, you know, we want Tony to be on this team for the rest of his career because of what he's been able to do for this team, what he's been able to do, you know, during some really lean years when the front office sold away from San Diego. He's been the guy. I don't put a lot of value on what we saw last year from any of these guys, from how they performed and what they did. You know, Rizzo's a guy that is just a horribly slow starter. Historically, his career numbers are really bad until it kind of warms up. I mean, he's a kid from South Florida, and maybe that has a role in it. He didn't play high school ball like Lon and I up in, you know, the snow flurries in May at Villa Grove. You know, he's used to the warmer weather. A lot of guys are too, but he's a slow starter. You know, Javi, you talked about him. He said just the impact of what the Astros scandal did to him, where they couldn't watch video on the fly, that impacted his game preparation in game.
Sure.
And so it made him a little bit more bewildered where he could make some adjustments. But I look at what Tony did last year. I look at, you know, Schwarber barely batted. He's gone now. But the guys that struggled at the plate, and then you had guys like Hayward and Happ who really stepped up and showed a lot more, that basically let people know that this team collectively needs to be able to do what they can. But if this team comes out and does this feast or famine that they've done in the last couple of years, it's going to be the same sort of thing, because then it has to be a hot streak at the right time. But Rizzo, you know, Bryant, by all the guys that are in this contract year right now, that's why I have hope as the team. These Yep. guys are playing for nine-figure contracts. These guys are playing for the future of generations of their family. This is their opportunity when they're in their late 20s, you know, Rizzo's early 30s, but this is their opportunity to get paid. And I feel like they're going to come in as prepared as they can, ready to go. Whether or not they're going to be putting on a Cubs uniform next season remains to be seen, because that's a lot of money that has to go to a lot of guys. But I think I trust the process that, you know, I like my guys on a contract year because they're hungrier.
That's fair. And you see it all the time in contract years, and guys really perform. And I don't think they try to do it on purpose, but it certainly happens. So, all right, Chad, I want to talk about, last question. You've got a chance now to get closer to that third base dugout, that Cubs dugout, with your season tickets. And I want you to brag a little bit about that, because I know you're excited. You've worked your way all around Wrigley to get there. What are they saying also? Is there any communication from the Cubs to you as a ticket holder, season ticket holder, about attending games? Have you heard anything on that?
No. And okay. I think it's interesting, because I'm a season ticket holder in Mesa as well as at Wrigley Field. And at Mesa, we know it's going to be 20 to 25% capacity. Today was a good day, Lon. Today was a really good day. I lined up they actually released all of our season tickets in Mesa back to us, but then they allowed us to do a pre-sale. So I lined up three games. So I'm going to be out in Mesa for three games. I'll be there with my mask on and excited to watch it. And we know at Arizona what they're able to do. At Wrigley, there's no clue. And a lot of the reason, it has nothing to do with the Cubs or Major League Baseball. It's the city of Chicago.
Okay.
And what steps that they're going to take. I have flights ready to go on March 31st. I want to be there. I want to see all of the first seven games. I know it's not going to be possible because of capacity, but we're waiting on seeing what the city of Chicago allows. I think vaccines are going to play a role in this. I think Sure. The numbers are going to play a role. I hope everybody listening, everybody has continued to stay safe and healthy. But I think it's going to be more closer to normal or more closer to a bigger capacity after the All-Star break, based upon what I'm hearing from my season ticket agent. Okay. And yes, today was a good day, Lon. So I've had some pretty good seats. I had a pair of seats from 2015 all the way to last season, right up from the Cubs dugout. It used to be the 114 section. It's a 111 now, right off the aisle. I just moved up today in the relocation. I'm now in section 13. Just a couple rows from the field,
nice.
Right there by the net. I'm gonna be yelling out to Rossi if I see some decisions. So I'm pretty excited, within earshot. But I've got four seats now, and I've been a season ticket holder for about a decade.
That's awesome.
At Wrigley, and I'm not going anywhere. I love it, and I want to see a lot of games for the rest of my life.
Well, in a weird way, you got in at the right time, and now you've been rewarded with a World Series. And I'm not gonna say hopeful for you, but maybe you guys will get another one one day.
I certainly hope so.
Chad Gordon, great to catch up as always. We miss you around here. You know that.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Lon, real quickly, hearts and prayers for your liver this upcoming weekend. You can do it, buddy. Do it for your dad. Do it for everybody that preceded you. You can do this.
I feel like I've been raised the right way to get this done.
For Neil.
Chad, amen, buddy. Hey, you're the man, Chad. It's always great to visit. We'll do it again soon.
Be well, buddy. Take
All right,
care,
buddy.
Guys.
You too. Chad Gordon, great stuff. Again, he and Ryan Lieber do a wonderful podcast, and if you're a Cubs fan, it's called Friendly Confines Podcast. They get great guests on that all the time, so give them a shout or give them a check out, whatever you do on podcasts. Give them a look. Give them a listen.
All of it.
All of it. You can do it all. Ryan and Callie says, coming from a fellow Cubs fan and season ticket holder, Chad's way too optimistic on the season and the moves made this offseason. Okay, well, that's possible. It's easy to be optimistic right now, isn't it? Would you bat Edmund second and Carlson first? I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Cubs fans. I thought I'd go
you
right
said
into
Edmonds.
I did, didn't I?
And I was like, oh, okay.
Edmund, I always get that. I'm turning into my mom. My mom will say, Lon's radio station is right across from Myers. I'm like, no, Mom, it's Meyer. It's not plural. So then I just said Tommy Edmonds instead of it. Thanks, Mom. I know she's listening. Thanks for giving me this curse. All right, when we come back, more on Illinois, including Big Ten stats. For Io versus Luca Garza, Derek Piper has you set up for that. We're back with that. It is The Drive.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center. If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Visit thecuservices.com.
That's why it's hard to stop a train.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Look for Demonte Williams. Come up. Oh, they're going to do Trent Frazier. He's just going to let it fly. Oh, wow, from 7 feet.
Yeah, I knew it was going there. Nah, I'm just playing, but nah, I'm not psychic or nothing. I just believed in my shot, tried to follow through. Yeah, but it felt good though. So yeah. I work on those shots, you know, every day. My teammates be joking at me. I be shooting it. I just be saying like logo dose, just shooting deep threes, just working on it, and you know, I just believed in it. Was going there.
Oh, that is good stuff. Thanks to the Big Ten Network, by the way, for that highlight of Io throwing it in from basically half court. Logo dose?
Logo dose.
Explain that again.
Shooting from the logo, man.
I love it.
Well beyond three. He's not psychic, but he's definitely got some superpowers working there.
The dude is amazing. 359-2255. Someone had asked about comparisons of Luka Garza and Io in Big Ten play. And really, let's be honest, the majority of this season has been Big Ten play because, what, they played six non-conference? You had the three games. You had Missouri. You had Duke. That'd be five. You missed one. So, five or six.
That was it.
So, obviously, a lot of the stats are going to be comparable with what they've done in the Big Ten, but I'll shut up and listen. First-time caller. How are the stats with Io and Luka in Big Ten play only?
Which I think that, in particular, for Big Ten Player of the Year, that's what should matter the most. National Player of the Year are going to take the full season, but the points are a little bit closer, where Luka, across the full season, is about 24.5, 25. In Big Ten play, he's 22 points per game, 49% from the field, 8 rebounds per game. Io, on the other hand, 20 points per game, 47% of the field compared to 49. So 22 for Luka, 20 per game for Io as far as points.
Okay.
49% field goal for Luka, 47 for Io. 5 rebounds per game in Big Ten play for Io, 5 assists per game for Io in Big Ten play, which actually, I just saw this, and this is the first time I've seen it. Now, second in the Big Ten.
Oh.
In assists per game in Big Ten play.
Wow. And what is Garza's rebounding in Big Ten play? Did you look that up?
8 per game.
8. Okay. So, I mean, let's be honest. I know we're all Illinois fans, the majority of us, and we want Io, and we see it every day, so we know how special he is and how much of a late-game guy he is and how he's just bunching up stats, but you just said it right there. Luka Garza's got some impressive stats. I mean, 22 a game in Big Ten play, 8 rebounds. He's shooting almost 50%. And he's a guy that has a lot of, like Io, he has a lot of defenders, a lot of eyes on him every time he goes across half court. And I think both of those guys, of course, benefit from being on teams that are good in terms of, you know, if Luka's not hurting, you got Wieskamp there, you got other guys that can do it. If Io's not hurting, you got Kofi, who's basically a double-double machine, and others. So that helps. But, yeah, I mean, I'll put it this way. If they came out tomorrow and Luka Garza was Big Ten Player of the Year, I'd be upset for Io, but I don't think I'd sit there and protest.
Right. It's a tight race, and there's arguments for both sides. Luka's numbers are just crazy, and they're ridiculous. Now, I would say voters are, I think, impressionable down here in the stretch in the moments, as you would say, as far as Io can really sway this thing. And like I said, the Big Ten title race as well. So if he can keep this up, get a Big Ten title, and I think that at that point it's a no-brainer.
And National Player of the Year is something that we'll look at as well.
Man.
Down the road, but we got some team things to get take care of, and that's what Io would tell you, and that's basically what he said last night. Earlier in the show, I said that my son asked me if Io was the best player ever at Illinois. And so I asked you, you the listener, you, Derek, about that question. I feel like it's unfair because we got a lot of responses and we didn't really have it. We didn't have to. We loved talking baseball with Chad Gordon. So maybe we bring that up for another day, that topic. But I know we got some names in. We just had a gentleman from Muhammad call and said Donnie Freeman back in the day. And I told him, well, we're trying to keep it modern era here. Obviously, my buddy Jeff said Deion Thomas is a guy that has to be in there. I know someone had mentioned, is Kofi the best big man ever at Illinois? A name that I failed to even mention was Ken Norman, who was really good at Illinois. Nick Anderson, D. Brown was an All-American, two-time All-American. It's a good question.
Yeah, vote for Derek Harper here as well. Eddie Johnson.
Eddie. And we're trying to pinpoint just at Illinois. Like, we know that Eddie played forever in the NBA, and Darren Williams was like the third pick or whatever. But we're just talking about at Illinois, you know, with Frank, Nick Anderson. It's just, man, there's a lot of great players. It's a fair question. Where's Lauren Tate? Where's Lauren when you need him?
He'd be the ultimate reference.
It'd be cool, man. I mean, it'd be cool to sit down with Lauren and talk about the not modern era. Does that make sense? Yes. And Lauren, I'm not ripping on you. I'd love to know more about Nick Weatherspoon and Donnie Freeman and the Wiz Kids and some of those teams back then. I mean, the Wiz Kids, that was a team that I think would have won a national title but had to go to war, if I have my story correct.
How many peach baskets would Kofi have snapped?
Oh, my goodness. That would not even be fair. That would not even be fair. That's awesome. That's a good call. Want to thank Chad Gordon, Friendly Confines Podcast. Good stuff with Chad. Hope you enjoyed all the stuff from Brad and Io. I'm out of here.
Have fun, man.
I hope. Am I ready for what's about to occur?
You need to be. Happy 21st to Lucas Tay.
Boom.
Making it a one to remember, man.
Let's do it. What the heck? All right, you and Trevor will hold down the fort the next few days. I'll be back Tuesday. You're going to be gone Tuesday for Michigan State. So a lot going on here, moving and shaking as we go along. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
It is The Drive. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is having great deals in-store for all Illini Nation. For a limited time only, take advantage of their polo blowout sale. All polos are marked down 30%. Great deals on Illini hats as well. Buy one hat, get the second 50% off. You won't find better deals on Illini gear anywhere. Shop with Game Day Spirit at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online. GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Research shows that mentors play a powerful role in providing young people with the tools to strive and thrive, to attend and engage in school, and to reduce risky behavior. Make a difference in your community by becoming a CU One-to-One Mentor. Visit www.cuoneto1.org or call the Champaign or Urbana School District for more information.
Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Linux system dealer. With a BBB A-plus rating and accreditation, you can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any maker model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good